I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionaries. I wanted to speak with you this week about what happened in Pittsburgh on Saturday at the Tree of Life Synagogue. I went to a service here in Philadelphia, an interfaith service, on Sunday evening. It was a gathering of people to come together to experience solidarity with one another, to grieve. And as we gathered for that service and before the service began, I felt such a heaviness in my heart. It was a physical feeling. And I sensed that it wasn't just my own heaviness. It was as though my heart had opened to join in and to hold and to experience the heaviness that was in the room and collectively, I would say, in the country, in the world right now, this heaviness of heart about what we see happening right now on the national stage and the global stage. And as I sat with that heaviness of heart, I knew that there wasn't anything that I needed to do about it. And it wasn't a matter of trying to make it go away. It really was simply a matter of being with it, of allowing that heaviness to be held, to be held in non-judgment. As we all know, last Saturday morning, someone came into a synagogue and killed 11 people. And it was one more example of a centuries-long legacy of targeting Jews. And it seems to me that the Jewish people, and other people as well, but historically, really, the Jewish people have been, time and time again, the target of this egoic mentality of seeing the, quote, other, and this desire to annihilate something that actually is an inner state of hatred. People who engage in anti-Semitism or in racism, any of these belief systems and acts of attack and vilification of the other, they are operating out of a deep sense of self-hatred that comes from this egoic separation from our true nature. And that self-hatred then becomes projected onto the other. And of course, we see right now in our country and across the world this tendency to project the self-hatred, the guilt, all of that projected outward, and then attack what we see outward, whether that be Jewish people or transgendered people or immigrants. This is all what we are witnessing again, is the very visible demonstration of the egoic thought system of separateness. We are seeing it played out on the global stage. And so when acts like Saturday happen, these horrific acts of this egoic mind playing itself out in these horrendous attacks, what do we do if we want to be present as a healing force in the world? I think that one thing we have to remember is that these attacks coming out of this egoic mind are a way of attempting to perpetuate this idea of otherness, this idea of separateness and division. And so the first thing that we have to do if we want to actually be evolutionary activists, if we want to begin to hold the state of a different consciousness, we have to choose to opt out of that story of separateness. And I know that right now there's a lot of pointing fingers at those who are amplifying the hatred and acting out the hatred, but that very act of pointing a finger is to engage in that egoic mind of seeing the other as separate, whether that other is a Jewish person going to worship on the Sabbath, or if that other is an anti-Semite who has a cache of weapons. You see, we are being called right now to an entirely different state of mind. A state of mind that excludes no one. And I just want to repeat that again, a state of mind that excludes no one. Because that exclusion is at the heart of the egoic consciousness. And when we step into the consciousness of love, we become incapable of othering the other. We become incapable of denying the worth, the validity of another. And that's where we're headed. And that's the leap of consciousness that is being asked of us right now. And so these moments of horrendous events can trigger within us that egoic tendency to vilify and to create enemies. And so when we are in these moments, it's important to make a conscious choice to withdraw our allegiance to that whole story, of separateness. A Course in Miracles says that every act is either an expression of love or it is a cry for love. And I think if we look at what's happening in the world through that lens, we can understand that as the hatred rises and as the attacks rise, what we are seeing is a crying out for greater and greater love. And so if we're going to be in these times in a way that helps humanity make this transition, we have to understand that. We have to look at these acts through a different lens as evidence of brokenness, evidence of self-hatred, evidence that someone or groups of people are crying out from their own place of brokenness and fear. And so coming back to that sense that I had, this heaviness of heart, I would ask us all just right now, just to take a moment and to join together, to enter, to just move into our own heart space. To move into our own heart space, to open up our heart chakra, and just allow ourselves to feel the grief, the brokenness, the cry for love and for healing, and just to make ourselves available as a vessel for that. Not that we are trying to fix anything or anybody, but we allow ourselves to be a vessel and to connect our own heart center with the heart center of all beings. Because when we do that, when we connect from our heart center, we are in ourselves transcending this illusion of separateness. And we are beginning to dissolve that illusion in the collective consciousness, the more that we make ourselves available from our own heart center. And so I ask you and I invite you to join me in this heart-centered presence in these times, a presence that doesn't seek to vilify, doesn't seek to create enemies, doesn't opt in to the story of division, but instead operates from the heart's knowing, which is that all is one, that separateness doesn't exist, and that we are already held in perfect love. And until next week, I bid you peace.